Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me today. If you just tuned in, we're glad to have you here. Welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of a high intelligence. Thank you for doing that. We're always glad to recognize extreme intelligence, which is one of the things that we did when we found Sam Norwood. Sam is one of the smartest guys I know. He's a senior partner with Tatum LLC, which is an organization that's that I've come to know and admire over the years. And as I told you earlier in the hour, once a month, Sam polls his 600-plus partners around the country who are operating small and medium-sized businesses. These are chief financial officers, chief information officers, who are running companies not that much unlike yours and mine across the country. They're out there in the marketplace buying and selling, hiring and firing and borrowing and paying back and dealing with challenges and opportunities just like you and me. And so they report back to Sam what they see. What is it like where the rubber meets the road where they are? And he puts all that information and together and compiles it into a report, and you and I are the beneficiaries of it. And we're so fortunate that we are. He's our good friend, Sam Norwood. Welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Jim. It's a pleasure, and our survey is kind of unique in as much as we're addressing the same folks month after month, and so they give us good clues about what's going on.
Well, and exactly. And one of the reasons why that's a good thing, folks, is because, as you know, a lot of many surveys, it's not always the same number of people. You sort of get to the point where you can you know how to value their input, because you know that you got to kind of know the personalities and that sort of thing. Before we get into the report, though, Sam, I want to talk about some current events, if you don't mind. And then I want to get into the reports. And I want to talk a little bit about, and I'm so glad you're here today, because I want to talk a little bit about what's happened in the last couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
Citi lost their leader, the president.
Yep.
Was it Merrill Lynch? Same thing?
Same thing, yep.
Merrill Lynch, same thing. And then, and maybe some others will roll. Citibank said that they may have to write down as much as $11 billion. And some people think it might be more, but then yesterday the bombshell from General Motors. How much is it? 28 billion? Was it 28 billion?
It's being written up right now, but I don't. The number was released, and the current story is going up on the Wall Street Journal right as we speak, but I haven't seen it.
Well, I think it's 20. I know it's in the 20s.
Yeah,
and it's 25 or 28 million. I mean billion. Now is that not an unprecedented number?
I don't know. It is. It's just huge. And for us in small and medium sized businesses, it just seems overwhelmingly large. But to put it into perspective, the Citicorp write downs, while huge in absolute numbers. Citicorp also is huge, and they can make that up in a reasonably short period of time, a year.
Pardon me for interrupting you, but the news I'm seeing right now from the New York Times is $39 billion.
$39 billion. Yep, just saw it.
Now, yep. Sam.
That's huge.
This can't be good. This cannot be good. And I'm just look, folks. You guys know that I'm no, you know, I don't go around with woe is me attitude. I'm a cross between, you know, an optimist and Pollyanna, you know, and so I believe in the markets. I believe in, and I still believe in the strength of this economy. But we got some major things going on, and some people might say, well, you know, what does GM have to do with small business? Well, we do business with the people that GM does business with.
Sure.
You and I do, small business owners.
The automobile manufacturers don't manufacture. They assemble, and the rest of us do the manufacturing and send in the parts to them.
That's exactly right. And so I guess what I'm – and oil is up to $100, almost $100 a barrel.
Knocking on the door.
There are some – the dollar is – I've heard some people in the last couple of days, Sam – talking about the dollar and that it's that you know some people are getting to the point where they're getting worried about the dollar. The lower dollar, which has helped our exports, helped our manufacturing.
Yep.
At what point in time does it go to the point where you know this is not good? Even the negatives outweigh the positives. I'm going to get Sam to comment on all this when we come back after these messages and blend all of it into his report. And he'll do that like nobody else can, right after these messages, 20 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
The student log cabin made of earth and wood, where lived a country boy named Johnny B. Good, who never ever learned to read or write.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate. Having a great visit with our good friend Sam Norwood. We're talking about... Right now, we're talking about some of the major challenges, some of the indicators, some of the things that are going bump in the night on us in our economy. The write downs for Citibank, the incredible $39 billion charge, Sam, has got to be unprecedented. Oil prices are $100 a barrel, and of course, then the really bad news that came in this week, Sam, that just really took my breath away, Giselle. The world's top supermodel refused to take her money in dollars. She wants it in some other currency. Now, when a supermodel disses the U.S. currency, Sam, surely that's the end of us.
That certainly got everybody's attention.
I hope my sarcasm was noted. Go ahead,
well,
Sam. What do you think?
As long as we have to be a bit concerned. We've been financing our own fiscal deficits in recent years with money being flowing back to the United States from our trade account deficit to China. The money has to go somewhere from China. It comes back into the U.S. in the form of buying our treasury bonds. Our treasury
three,
bonds...
$3 billion a day.
The interest rate has been held down in part because of this huge inflow. Now, if the Chinese were to say, well, we think we'd rather be putting our money in pounds or euros, that could spell a big difference to us and could be a wake-up call.
Mm-hmm.
And not to cause generalized anxiety without having the specifics. It is one of a number of things that have people generally a little jittery. And we see that in our survey.
Well, the now I'd like what I'd like for you to do is go ahead and blend your survey results into what we've been talking about. Go ahead.
Well, exactly. All right. Now, first of all, one of the questions that we ask our survey participants is how they feel about financing conditions. That is, the price and availability of credit and investment money. And we see two things happening. One is that so far it hasn't been as bad as we had thought, most of us had thought it could be, and therefore there is some improvement. But on the other hand, where we see the jitteriness is looking out 60 days into the future, in which our participants are very negative on the outlook for financing conditions. And I think that this reflects our generalized jitteriness about the things we've been talking about, huge write-downs and unraveling the bone-shaking events that started in late July and through August and September in the capital markets. So that has not worked its way through the economy yet. Neither has $100 oil, which may be we're really close to it. It may be happening.
I paid today. $3 a gallon for gas this week.
Gasoline at the pump has not kept up with the price of oil at the refinery.
It's on the way though. $3 a gallon is the first time I paid that in a long time.
Well, by Thanksgiving, which is when travel picks up, I would not be surprised to see $4 a gallon.
Wow.
$3 doesn't get you nearly caught up to where to $100 a barrel of oil.
Yeah.
And so what we've had is a slow driving season is September and October, but you get into November as we are now, getting toward Thanksgiving, the holidays, and so on, with competition all the way from heating oil and more driving around Thanksgiving, and let's not be too surprised if it's not at least at the premium end $4 a gallon.
But you know, Sam, as I look at your records here, your report, you know, you got some sideways stuff, you got some up, you got some green arrows pointing up.
Yeah.
You've only really got two arrows pointing down.
Well,
I mean, overall, on balance, your guys aren't really that you know, that upset, are they?
Well, the good news is in looking back, we look back 30 days and we look forward 60 days, and it turns out, and this is an important point. The month of October, in looking back now, was not as bad as our participants and I think most people generally had anticipated that October might be. October was actually better than expected, and yet we see.
And also, we got a good fourth quarter GDP report, didn't we? I mean, third quarter.
Yes. GDP third report. Quarter surprised everybody. I mean, I don't know of any economist who thought that the GDP growth in the third quarter would be almost at 4% and higher than the second quarter.
And the third and the hiring numbers were adjusted upward too.
Well, it's astounding, and that is that builds the case. At least it helps build the case that we may not be heading for recession.
Right.
We come down to a bottom line conclusion of about a 50-50 chance right now that in 2008 a recession will develop. But the good news is our economy looks much stronger right now than we had expected a month or two ago, and it may turn around and go back up again. Certainly the Federal Reserve's action, which is, or their words, which say, we're not so concerned about recession now, we think we're through reducing interest rates, is
right.
A clue that they think that the economy is okay.
Hold on to that thought, Sam. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We're going to come back with Sam after these messages and sort all this out and kind of see where we're going with all this news. The fundamental news isn't too bad. Some of the current news is a little shaky, and we're going to get Sam to help us sort all that out right after these messages. 10 till, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and having a great visit with our good friend Sam Norwood. My website, by the way, folks, is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the other one is askjim.biz. Hope you'll check out both of them. They're two different sites. They do two different things, but they're both free. You show up, we'll let you hang out with us and use all of our stuff. So do that, smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Sam Norwood, as I said, is our guest. He's with Tatum LLC, and Sam, tell us about Tatum and how we can contact you guys.
Well, Tatum is a nationwide firm that has partners and principal professionals as part of our firm, and we go out as an outsource resource to help businesses, small, medium, and some large, on fulfilling the roles of chief financial officer and chief information officer, and we also do projects that are needed by what's commonly referred to as the C-level or chief something level people within the firm. We do projects mm-hmm. for CEOs and CFOs and helping them execute their responsibilities. And so with 34, now we just opened up St. Louis, 34 cities with our partners there. One could go to our website, TatumLLC.com, and see if there's some if there's some service we can render to them having to do with running their business, special projects,
and the key the key folks is that you don't have to adopt them, you can rent them basically.
Yeah.
In some ways. Hey Sam, let's get back to the report and all right, let's talk about some. We got good news. We got record employment, record low unemployment. We're creating jobs like crazy, and I don't know where these people are coming from because we're out of people to hire. We basically, you know, don't have almost. We got 2 million jobs going wanting. We've got the inflation's not too bad. We got what else? We got the economy's doing okay. On Main Street, in many ways, we're doing okay. It's the financial markets and the Wall Street that I'm kind of more worried about. And how do your people? Oh, by the way, well, one other thing I forgot to say, for small businesses at least, credit is still available.
Yes, it is.
And that's a biggie.
It's available, and there's some tightening on at the margin where normally and we see it in transactions more often than we do now in just ongoing businesses, but the banks, the lenders are requiring. Higher levels of equity investment to go along with their bank loans, and we're seeing a tightening of terms and covenants. But for ongoing businesses, the spread of what started as subprime mortgage problems, we thought would spread more rapidly and more distinctly to businesses, mm-hmm. and it's not turning out to be as onerous.
And that, Sam, I don't think is just a function of it not being as bad as we thought, but I think it's a function of the overall fundamental soundness of our economy, and not only our economy but our systems.
Well, exactly. Well, you see this ringing out right now, and we started out the half hour talking about what's going on with outfits like Citicorp and these mm-hmm. big write-downs. This is part of the adjustment now to the new reality where there is a premium to be paid for high risk, and that's just bringing ourselves back into normalcy. I think for the past 4 or 5 years, we've been in an abnormal place with maybe too much credit available.
Yep.
Now it's getting back into reality. Our survey indicates order backlogs are up. Capital expenditure commitments are staying pretty stable. Unemployment is stable, employment is stable and maybe going up, perhaps seasonally, but perhaps some non-seasonal also in the next 60 mm-hmm. days. So we have some good news. It is the stuff that's going on in capital markets and in the oil markets and energy markets. That is rattling the chain some and has some anxiety-producing effects, which can translate into slower economic activity. If we are
Sam,
anxious, it can have an effect.
I got to wrap it up. My advice to small business owners is don't close up shop and run away. You're going to be fine, but you're just going to have to learn how to operate maybe in some challenging times over the next few months.
Be alert.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Sam, thanks for being here. Good job today.
All right, great. Great to be
here. See you next time. Next month, actually. We'll see you then. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.